WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
If you're a fan of late-night talk shows, you've probably noticed that when you roam the channels, there's been more to choose from over the past couple of weeks. Television critic David Bianculli assesses the two men who are challenging he who's lasted longest.
Here's Johnny!
You sound in a good mood tonight. Are you, be honest, are you, Are you here to see me or to take notes for your own talk show?
It's easy to see why Johnny Carson is a little paranoid. That was from his first show after coming back from vacation. And while he was gone, Arsenio Hall and Pat Sajak each started their own late-night talk shows. Now, at this point, I gotta tell you, I'm a little talked out. My idea of a talk show is to have a guest who has something to say and a host who knows how to ask questions and to listen. My idea of an entertaining talk show isn't The Tonight Show. It's Bill Moyers interviewing Joseph Campbell. But here I am on what might be called a talk show, talking about a talk show host who's talking about other talk shows. It's a hall of mirrors, and mirrors are a lot more entertaining to watch than some of the so-called talk shows out there. At least Arsenio Hall and Pat Sajak act like natural hosts, and as the talk show territory is carved up, each of them has a shot at a different piece of the pie. Carson is the king of late night, and that's not going to change. Meanwhile, David Letterman's wonderful style of interviewing isn't so much to welcome people, but to annoy them. What's left for the new kids on the block? Well, Arsenio Hall seems to be adopting the old Dick Cavett-style name-dropping routine, while at the same time maintaining a very hyper-energy level. On the premiere show, Hall and Brooke Shields managed to drop more names per second than anyone this side of SCTV's satirical Bobby Bittman show.
That club, remember, 2020?
Is that when I ripped all your clothes off and attacked you?
Yes, but before that.
Oh.
No, because you were with Cornelia Guest,
mm-hmm.
And you all were dancing, and I was with Eddie and Rob Lowe, and Rob Lowe was like, oh, dude, look at her, man, I gotta have her, you know, and I'm like, chill, Rob, chill.
Pat Sajak, on the other hand, is surprisingly non-irritating. He makes fun of the talk show conventions without straying from them too far. He's very fast with ad-libs, and he doesn't feel the necessity to throw in a punchline every 15 seconds. This makes him automatically better than David Brenner and Joan Rivers, just to name two recent failures in the late-night talk show arena. When you get right down to it, the difference between Sajak and Letterman is that when Letterman hosts his talk show, you get the feeling he's almost doing it at gunpoint. Sajak, even though he doesn't take it any more seriously, looks like he's having more fun, and that could be contagious. What I like the most are his little field trips away from the studio. This is stolen straight from Letterman, who stole it from Steve Allen, but notice Sajak's difference in tone. Letterman's field trips are designed to make us laugh at people. With Sajak, as in this visit to his personal physician, it's Sajak himself who provides the humor.
Hi, Patrick.
Collinsworth, hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. Don't mind the cameras here. It's just my new show, Celebrity Malpractice.
Yeah, thanks so much, Patrick. Good seeing you.
Blood pressure,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, blood pressure.
Velcro?
Velcro.
Oh, that's good. That's better than the carpet tacks you used last time.
In terms of style, Sajak is closest to Jay Leno, the droll substitute host of The Tonight Show. If and when Carson retires, and if and when Leno becomes the new Tonight Show host, he and Sajak will be going head-to-head in the most interesting talk show battle since Carson versus Cavett. But right now, after all this talk, I don't even want to talk about it.